This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After days of silence, Pope Francis has issued a letter this morning to the global Catholic community in response to last week's Pennsylvania grand jury report, which alleges more than 300 Catholic priests sexually abused at least 1,000 child victims decades ago. In the letter, the Pope acknowledges what he calls the abusive power and abusive conscience perpetrated by a significant number of clerics. Another section of the letter reads, "Looking back to the past, no effort to beg pardon and to seek to repair the harm done will ever be sufficient." The Pope making it clear that, quote, "looking ahead to the future, no effort must be spared to create a culture able to prevent such situations from happening, but also to prevent the possibility of their being covered up and perpetuated." This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
Two people are dead after a shooting at a food distribution plant near Houston early this morning. Police in Missouri City, Texas, say a woman who did the shooting and a man who worked at the plant are both dead. Another worker was also shot and is now hospitalized.
Oh, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
That's President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, answering a question yesterday about whether President Trump should testify before special counsel Robert Mueller's team in the Russia investigation.
I'm not going to be rushed into having him testify so that he gets trapped into perjury. And when you tell me that, you know, he should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry, well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth.
He was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Today is the third day of deliberations and former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's bank and tax fraud trial as the jury had the weekend off. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
One of the first women to accuse movie executive Harvey Weinstein of sexual assault is now facing her own sex assault accuser. The New York Times says Italian actress and director Asia Argento agreed in October to pay $300,000 to actor Jimmy Bennett. Bennett claims Argento assaulted him in a hotel room when he was 17 and she was 37. A man from India faces prison and then deportation after a federal jury convicts him of sexually assaulting a woman while on board a Spirit Airlines flight. USA Radio's Wendy King has that story.
Prabhu Ramamurthy, 35, as she slept in the seat next to him on board a flight from Las Vegas to Detroit on January 3rd. The assault woke her up and she found her pants unbuttoned and unzipped. Ramamurthy's wife was sitting next to him as the assault took place. During the investigation, Ramamurthy admitted to police that he attempted to penetrate the woman with his fingers. He is in the U.S. on a work visa, and prosecutors say he will be deported after serving his prison term. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And Astros pitcher Justin Verlander is enjoying the rare milestone of 200 career wins. Verlander guiding the Astros past the A's 9-4 on Sunday to get win number 200. And for USA Radio News, I'm...
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads, because it is that critical. I know that for those of you who have seen Hamilton on Broadway, you think you know everything there is to know about our United States Treasury and our debt and all these things, but I'll tell you, there's so much more to the story. It's kind of scary. I want to bring our author on now, Gregory May. Gregory has his brand new book is Jefferson's Treasure, How Albert Gallatin Saved the New Nation from Debt. Gregory, it is a bit laughable, I'm sure, for you when you see how people are now relying on Broadway for their history lesson, right?
Well, it is too bad, yes. I guess we can learn about as much history from a Broadway musical as we can learn from Shakespeare's history plays.
Exactly. Hopefully what it does is it motivates people to look into it a little bit deeper, and maybe that's been the case. But for you, what you've done with Jefferson's Treasure is that you've broken this down to really bring it into a cause and effect of where we sit today, $21 trillion and counting.
That's right. I mean, it was Alexander Hamilton who first set up a fiscal system for the United States, but Jefferson and Albert Gallatin, his Treasury Secretary, took it apart. And the system that they put in place was the American financial system until the early 20th century. Mm-hmm. So for us to think that it was Hamilton's system that set everything going, and we've had it ever since, is a real gap in historical understanding.
Exactly. Well, like so much of today's history, and this is what we've, pursued, I got to tell you, Gregory, is that we've got to get it right. And this is what concerns me right now in this information age in which we live in. The mainstream media, I believe, is doing a great disservice to the future generations by not documenting history. They're getting caught up in infotainment and all these other aspects that have little to do with their main reason to exist, and that is to document history. They should be driving deep into this situation, whether it's, the Russian scandal or Hillary Clinton, on down, to make sure that we have a better or the best documentation of history, for the next generation to look back and appreciate and maybe, learn from our mistakes.
Well, there's certainly a lot to be learned by looking back at how we managed our money 200 years ago.
You mentioned that there was a shift. What happened that we moved from, Gallatin's plan to the plan that we have today that has this $21 trillion in debt?
Well, Jeff, Jefferson and Gallatin were determined to pay down the debt that the nation had inherited from the Revolution. And they put in place a program for annual repayments of fixed amounts that by 1835 had repaid the federal debt. And throughout the 19th century, whenever there was a war or national emergency, of course, the debt spiked. But we regularly paid it down. Indeed, we even paid down much of the debt after World War II. It's really just been in the last part of the 20th century that we've lost a grip on our fiscal situation to the extent that we have today. And much of it, in fact, has happened within the last 20, 25 years.
Wow. How much does the Federal Reserve play into this?
Well, we didn't even have a central bank in this country between the 1830s and 1913. Mm-hmm. So the Federal Reserve is, in the great scheme of things, a recently added addition to our fiscal, our financial and monetary policy. It probably has done a great deal to stabilize our economy, which was characterized by huge booms and busts throughout the 19th century. And of course, that's what it's charged with. It's charged with trying to smooth out the high points and the low points in our economic cycles.
Why was that so important to smooth things out as opposed to, you know, allowing the free market to breathe and for it to run its course? Because I always get concerned, Gregory, I don't know about you, but whenever we start manipulating things, we now enter into the arena of unintended consequences.
Well, that's true, but of course the greatest manipulation to our economy comes from government policy more than from the Fed. The Fed is just trying to ensure stability in the value of the currency, whereas our spending and taxing policy, not to mention some of our trade policies, introduces wild variations from what the market otherwise would produce.
Mm-hmm. So here we are, you know, as they say, $21 trillion in counting. We have a debt calculator on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, and lest you forget, you know, how it's mounting up by the seconds here. How do we reverse this? Are we just so far down the road? Because I've heard some economists, especially when we were in the arena that, where debt was so cheap. I mean, you could borrow money, and we're still a little bit in that. So the temptation is, hey, let's take advantage. Let's borrow all the money we can because it's cheap money right now. But like anything, there's always the day when it comes to it comes home to roost.
Well, right now, the interest payments, even at the very low interest rates, the interest payments on our national debt cost between 7 and 8% of total federal spending. And that may not seem like a lot until you compare it to the 12% that's available for discretionary spending of any kind. The rest of the budget is really committed to entitlement programs and military spending. Mm-hmm. So if we want to do anything about our debt situation, we need to be willing to make some very hard, uncomfortable, and hugely unpopular choices between higher taxes or lower government spending.
Exactly. Well, and I think that in having an outsider in the White House right now, you may disagree, is a benefit. I look at Donald Trump kind of being like a Chapter 11, you know, operative CEO coming into a business and cleaning up some of the messes, that were left behind by his predecessors. And, you know, that's the opportunity because Donald Trump seems to be not beholden to any of the K Street lobbyists and other special interests that have all contributed. I mean, it's been a sum total. I mean, if anything has been bipartisan in D.C., it has been the management and mismanagement of our debt, is it not?
Well, I'm wondering, yes, there's certainly a lot of responsibility on all sides, and I'm wondering whether anything really has changed if you look at our most recent tax bill.
Exactly. I mean, I hear what you're saying, and it's like, okay, where do we get on top of this? And maybe you can help us on the other side of the break. You know, if you were a king, what would you do, okay? 15 minutes after the top of the hour, Gregory May is here. We're talking about his book, Jefferson's Treasure.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe you are the way. Truth, no lie. I believe you are.
Back to America, 19 minutes.
It's after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're talking with Gregory May, author of the book Jefferson's Treasure, How Albert Gallatin Saved the New Nation from Debt. Gregory May worked as a corporate tax lawyer in D.C. and New York for 30 years. And, Gregory, this book is an incredible study. Why, you know, what motivated you to write this book? I mean, this book had to be written.
Well, it did need to be written. What motivated me to write it was the fact that I never really felt satisfied with the explanations that we get about what gave rise to the political parties in the 1790s and what Jefferson and his party and Hamilton and their party were really fighting about. It often gets presented as a fight over who wanted to back the British and who wanted to back the French. Mm-hmm. But it was really about money. It was really about government taxing and spending. And the best way to tell that story, it seemed to me, was through the life of the man who was at the center of the fight on Jefferson's side.
Mm-hmm. Well, you argue that Hamilton was for tariffs. He put the nation into debt. Albert Gallatin, Hamilton's nemesis and successor, was for loans. And he subsequently made the nation debt-free. So what is that telling us?
Well, Gallatin was for repaying the loans.
Mm-hmm.
He inherited from Hamilton's administration a debt of about $87 million, which doesn't sound like a lot to us, but it was a huge amount of money in those days. Most of that debt had been inherited from the Revolution, but some of it had been run up during the Washington and John Adams administrations as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what Gallatin insisted was that we had to pay it down because a nation in debt was a weak nation. If he thought that national strength ultimately would come from our financial strength. And the only way to ensure that was to make sure that we had plenty of room to borrow money in national emergencies, which wasn't going to be true if we were already hugely in debt.
Exactly.
And by 1835, under Andrew Jackson, all the debt had been repaid.
Now, in the book, you address tariffs. I mean, a lot being discussed today with trade wars and that. Break that down for us.
Well, at the beginning of the country, and really until the early 20th century, most federal revenue came from tariffs. But tariffs were imposed originally not to protect American industry, but simply to raise revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, tariffs tend to be regressive. In other words, by raising prices, they really are a tax on people of lower incomes,
mm-hmm,
more than they are a tax on the well-to-do. But in those days, tariffs were regarded as progressive because since most people didn't have money and didn't spend money, it was only the wealthy who had money to buy imported goods who were effectively paying the tax.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite a different way of looking at it than we look at it today. Indeed, there were arguments on up through the Civil War that imposing a tariff to protect industry was unconstitutional.
Well, and as you write, these protective tariffs destroyed competition, they raised consumer prices, and diverted capital and industry into channels generally less profitable to the nation. So again, we get these unintended consequences that come into play. So what are we learning from this?
Well, I think we've known for a long time that that protective tariffs are not a good thing for a developed economy. Developing economies may need protective tariffs in order to get important industries started. But once an economy has developed, tariffs that protect failing parts of the economy are inefficient. And in the long run, they cost all citizens money, particularly citizens of lower incomes.
Well, Gregory,
You bring up a point here that we're realizing. I just don't know if we have the intestinal fortitude as a body and even in our leadership, because they've picked up some bad habits along the way. They feel like the only way to get reelected is to give the people more of what they've given them. So they've of course have expanded the entitlement class, which is. Works against them. It works against everybody here. And the principles that you say that Gallatin and Jefferson had employed here in terms of buying down the debt and also containing the federal government by restraining its fiscal power. But now, at $3-4 trillion of government that we pay for every year, it's getting bigger and bigger, and I'm not sure we're restraining government much these days.
No, we're not. No one on any part of the political spectrum is exercising much fiscal responsibility these days.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at what has happened in other countries, where their debt, their national debt has gotten out of hand, it should be a warning to us. Even a prosperous country like Japan mm-hmm. has had decades of economic stagnation.
Why did the Federalists despise Gallatin?
Well, some of them gave him grudging respect because they knew he was very able, but they disliked him for a number of reasons. On a purely visceral level, they hated him because he was a foreigner, and they were nativists who really did not like people who had not been born in the United States. They also disliked him because he wanted to cut federal spending, and they thought that would compromise the strength of the central government that they had just created. So on both personal and policy levels, they didn't like the man at all.
Well, we still have that dynamic tension today. I say even above party, it is that one side wants a bigger government, and, in simple terms, one side wants a bigger government, the other side wants a smaller government, right?
Yes. Although neither side appears to exercise much discipline in trying to achieve their purposes.
Well, in the book, you address some of the greatest financial challenges that Gallatin had to face. Let's give our audience a couple examples.
Well, the biggest challenge, of course, at the beginning was the size of the debt. But as time went on, it was the trade disruptions caused by the Napoleonic Wars in Europe that were causing great difficulty for America's transatlantic export trade, and ultimately led us into war with Britain in 1812. And those conflicts presented huge financial challenges to a country that was raising most of its revenue from import duties. If trade was disrupted, then finances also were going to be disrupted. And when war came, of course, the cost of a new war was ruinous.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, one final question as we wrap things up. We got less than 60 seconds. Everybody knew about Gallatin back then, but you talk about the forgotten man. He's a forgotten man, isn't he?
Yes, he is. His statue's in front of the Treasury, right beside the White House. It was put up in the 1920s, and since then, he's been forgotten.
Well, he is the most famous founding father you've never heard of, and how he saved the new nation from debt. This is a must read. I mean, the research, the whole aspect of this presentation, Gregory May, is outstanding. Jefferson's Treasure, How Albert Gallatin Saved the New Nation from Debt. The book is available at all the usual places, and it'll be linked on our website as well. Gregory, thank you so much for being with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After days of silence, Pope Francis has issued a letter this morning to the global Catholic community in response to last week's Pennsylvania grand jury report, which alleges more than 300 Catholic priests sexually abused at least 1,000 child victims decades ago. In the letter, the Pope acknowledges what he calls the abusive power and abusive conscience perpetrated by a significant number of clerics. Another section of the letter reads, "Looking back to the past, no effort to beg pardon and to seek to repair the harm done will ever be sufficient." The Pope making it clear that, quote, "looking ahead to the future, no effort must be spared to create a culture able to prevent such situations from happening, but also to prevent the possibility of their being covered up and perpetuated." This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Well, our next guest is most deserving of an extended musical intro, Michael W. Smith.
Send your emails direct, NSA free, to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Great is the Lord and worthy of glory.
Live. I'll tell you, it's just an incredible worship album. Michael's been rather busy, and you know, there's nothing like doing this big, you know, intro and we're, you know, having, this is the nature of live radio sometimes, is that sometimes we have to wait. But of course, Michael W. Smith, a little bit of background, multi-platinum artist, best-selling author, acclaimed actor. He continues to live out his dream as he releases new music regularly. Just released, I mean, it's incredible. I don't know of another artist that ever released two albums, you know, back-to-back with Surrounded, which is a just, you know, many people are saying this is probably his best worship album. And I think there's been so many others, because Michael is very hard. Michael W. Smith is very hard. He's a worshiper. And so I don't know how you can come and say that this is by far the best, but it, certainly it is extraordinary and is such a blessing to believers. And so he releases Surrounded and then A Million Lights right out. And then we have One for the Kids, Lullaby. Michael W. Smith, you just haven't been busy enough, buddy. I think we got to get you a job or something. And then now you're doing movies. Are you
crazy?
Here? I know. It's crazy good. I was just bragging. I did this big intro. We did this collage of your music and everything like that. And there's nothing like doing a big intro and having been in the radio business and you know, been, you know, the one to MC and introduce an artist. There's nothing like doing this big opening. And then all of a sudden, it's like the curtain's open. He's not coming out.
Where is he? Well, I apologize. I'm so sorry. I missed my entrance.
Well, it's okay. It was a grand entrance, and we blessed everybody with you know, some of your music, and especially, you know, I was bragging you up on the new Surrounded, especially Michael. I got to tell you, I've always just appreciated your heart of worship. I mean, you are such a gift to people of faith because of your connection with God and the way you express it.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's a gift. I'm grateful. I'm humbled by the whole thing. I don't know why I got picked. I feel a bit unqualified, but thank God he qualifies the unqualified. So,
amen.
I love it. It's what I'm made for. And, you know, I love to lead people into the presence of God. It's just a fact.
Yeah, you do that. I know that some people have commented in Million Lights, it was a little bit different. And I was, you know, I've been in the radio business for a long time, and I don't recall another artist releasing albums simultaneously as you did. Rather unique that you released Surrounded and A Million Lights at the same time. But I still hear your heart. I mean, your wiring is worship. And even though Million Lights, some have suggested not necessarily, I go, but yes, necessarily, because that's who Michael W. Smith is.
Well, I agree. I mean, I think worship is 24/7.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it is. It's just, you know, it's interesting that we equate worship with just songs, you know, yes, what we do on Sunday morning, and it's just so much bigger than that. And, you know, the Million Lights thing was just, you know, there's so many things that I want to say that you can't say in a worship song. You know, there's got to be artists that talk about what's going on in our country. What's going on with the, you know, the opiate thing, the kids getting suicided, like, are we just going to sing worship songs and not address those kind of things? And
exactly.
So, you know, honestly, A Million Lights was honestly inspired by the election. It didn't have anything to do with politics, but it sort of, I saw the worst come out on both sides of the aisle. And I thought, gosh, we're better than this. Come on. And
really?
Very first song I wrote was Revolution, and then after that, I couldn't hit record quick enough, and I just started getting inspiration for things that I wanted to talk about to address the issues that's going on in our world. And then obviously Surrounded with a vertical thing, and to release them back-to-back weeks was a little insane, but I did it.
Leave it to you. Only Michael W. Smith would do something like this, but it is awesome. And, of course, then you got Lullaby, too, you know, that's out as well. Give us a little summary on Lullaby.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do a children's lullaby record, and I've always wanted to write a children's book. I mean, I have for years, and you know, I thought about it for years, and kept thinking, oh gosh, I'm on tour with Amy, or I'm doing this record, and I kept thinking, one day I'm going to do it, and it was like, this is 2 years ago. I'm laying in bed, one of my 14 grandkids is laying in bed with me. I had two of them on either side, and I started reading them a book.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, it just popped in my head, going, "I think it's time to write that book. I think it's time to do that lullaby record." Because I started writing lullaby melodies for my grandkids, so it just was the right timing, you know. And and being able to collaborate with Mike Noriaki, I don't know if you remember who Mike is, but he was Larry the Cucumber.
Yes, that right.
He knows. Uh-huh. Yeah, so he has so much, you know, expertise in that world of all his work doing that. And so we teamed up together and put these things together, and I'm really excited about it. They're called the 99 Goodnight. We've got two adorable characters, Eddie Bear, Sandy Lammy, and Sleepy Puppy.
Oh, very cool.
It's all about getting your kid to sleep. How about that?
I'm telling you, we're giving our audience an extra bonus because we also want to talk, of course, the movie that you have an appearance in. You play a pastor, Beautifully Broken. Tell us about this movie that's opening up nationwide next week, August the 24th.
Remarkable story. Absolutely so compelling. You know, I read a lot of stuff. I turned most of it down. I can't find much that I really like. But this story captivated my heart. And really about three families, you know, and one of those families was a family who barely escaped the genocide in Rwanda.
Mm-hmm.
And that father and husband ended up in Nashville, Tennessee, my hometown, and how that family intertwines with a white family from America, how there's a compassion kid in the middle of all that, and just tragedy. I'm talking about heartache. And how God turns it for good. And it's just, you can't make this stuff up.
No, this is a true story, right, Michael?
It's a true story. That's what's so compelling, that this thing really did happen. So I have a small role, but, you know, I got a call from the director who told me he always wanted to work with me, and I said, well, I'd love to work with you, but I wanted to hear the story. And when I read the script, I called him and I said, absolutely, I would love to be a part of it. And so we're very excited. So thanks for making some noise about it. I think it's great timing too, just with everything going on in our country, and to see these different cultures and these families just love each other and walk in forgiveness and reconciliation is just very, very powerful.
Well, as you say, Michael, that, you know, we've become very inward focused as a society. And I've always felt through my experience with God is that the best cure for inward focus is outward focus. When we start serving, and of course, your heart has been tied with Compassion International for many, many years. So you get this is tied into the movie as well, right?
Yes, it is. And there's a compassion kid who got sponsored by this family from, and how that kid somehow intertwines with the family that escaped genocide, and how you think the family from, you know, the family from America is really ministering to the compassion kid, and then you watch this. I want to give it away. Watching what happens to this, with this family and this girl in Rwanda ministering to a white teenage girl, it's been a very, very horrible tragedy. And it's just incredible. I love how God works. So
we got to leave it right there. Get ready for Beautifully Broken in theaters on August the 24th. Michael W. Smith, God bless you. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 Discrete.
Dan Perkins here from Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your veterans tip of the day. Another promise kept by Donald Trump, and this one is for us, the veterans. The Veterans Mission Act was passed by the Congress on a nonpartisan basis to support all of you who have served our country. The act has many provisions and benefits for you, the American veteran. One major change is to remove the limitations on home health care benefits that was limited to only veterans after 9/11. Another provision gives you the treatment options for private care if you live more than 40 miles from a VA hospital. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your local VA office. Talk to them about how you may gain access to private health care paid for by the VA. Your quality of life depends upon your action. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Steve Moore joins us now. Always good to have Steve here. Steve is the senior economic contributor for FreedomWorks, previously served as president of the Club for Growth, chief economist of the Heritage Foundation, member of the Wall Street Journal editorial board, and economic advisor to the Trump presidential campaign. Steve, how you doing?
Hi, Bill. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Well, the latest idea to end poverty is to give every American a guaranteed family income. Mr. Trump wants to give everyone a job. The Democrats want to give the poor a fish. Mr. Trump wants to teach people to fish so they can eat for a lifetime. It really is that simple, isn't it?
Well, that's right, Brian. First of all, we've got an economy now that is firing on all cylinders with several million more jobs than we have people to fill them. So there's not a problem with, low-income people finding jobs. They are out there for people, and people on welfare could easily get off welfare and unless they're disabled or have some other problem that prohibits them from working. But, well over two-thirds of people on welfare could be working and should be working. And, so what Donald Trump has proposed is, why don't we have work requirements for Medicaid, food stamps, disability programs, again, if they're able to work, some of the housing programs. And that makes sense. These programs were meant to give people a hand up, not a hand out. We're a very generous and charitable country. We don't want people to go hungry. We don't want people to go homeless. But, if you're going to take government assistance, you should give something in return for it, and that means you should be working. And it's just amazing to me, Bill. I mean, the left has just gone absolutely crazy over this proposal. They call it slavery and, cruel and hard-hearted. And I don't see it that way at all. I see this as a way of helping people get back on their feet.
It's about human dignity, Steve. You know, people want to have a sense of productivity. What was so frustrating for them in the previous 8 years under the previous administration was they wanted to work, and there was no jobs to be found. Regulations, the way the government was operating, it thwarted opportunity. Now look what happens under the Trump administration. You and I have had many conversations to this fact, and here it is in 500-plus days what he's done. You know, unemployment all-time low, like you say, first time, I think, in my lifetime, I've ever seen more jobs than we've had people to fill these jobs, right?
So, yeah, that's true. And that's you know, why, you know, it used to be, you know, at the beginning of the Obama administration, we got rid of a lot of the work requirements for welfare. You know, there were so many unemployed people and so few jobs that it was hard for people to find employment. You know, and so, you know, the left got rid of the work requirements that had been with us for 20 years. Well, now we've got the problem where, you know, there are plenty of jobs out there for people. They may need a little training to do the jobs, but that's not an excuse now. And, you know, we estimate, as I said, almost two-thirds of people on welfare could be working. They are not disabled or have other problems that prevent them from working. And, you know, the studies show that when we did work requirements under Bill Clinton, by the way,
a Democrat,
you know, yes, that was the Republican Congress, and it was a true bipartisan reform, and it really worked. It was one of the great social welfare reforms of all time. We got about over half of the people off of welfare into work for 5 years. You know, we documented what happened to these people 5 years after, and many of them climbed the economic ladder. They actually got jobs, they got raises, they moved into, you know, middle positions that gave them a
they
nice
started
raise.
Their business started their businesses.
Some of them did, yeah,
exactly.
So we feel like this is a way, you know, this isn't about saving money. I mean, it would save money, but it's really about, as you said, the dignity of work, giving people a purpose in life, you know, and getting them out of poverty. Because, look, I mean, it is true. If you get all the welfare programs, you could earn as much as $30,000 tax-free for doing nothing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's no way to lead your life, you know, to just be getting checks from the government. The way to advance, you can't really get out of poverty unless you have a job and you have economic advancement. And that's what we're hoping for here. But boy, I can't tell you, Bill, how strenuously objecting the Democrats and liberals are to this. And, you know, that's why I called my article Democrats' War Against Work.
Exactly.
Because, you know, it's like they don't want these people working.
Well, especially in light of what's been going on with Ocasio-Cortez and, you know, Bernie Sanders, the left has really gone left in the Democratic Party, and they're so bifurcated right now, they can't even answer a straight-up question, Steve, of whether or not the mainline Democrats support, you know, this kind of thinking.
Well, you know, they want Medicare for all. They want a universal government health care. They want free education, free college, free child care, free job training, free everything. And, you know, Milton Friedman, I knew Milton, by the way, mm-hmm. Bill, and Milton Friedman, the greatest economist of the 20th
yes.
century,
mm-hmm.
used to say, you know, remember, there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody's going to have to pay for all this stuff, and that's going to be the working people. We're going to pay for all these free things for, you know, the problem is a lot of the people who are attracted to these ideas of everything's for free are, you know, people like my, you know, kids who are millennials and they're 18, 19, 20 years old, they've never worked. You know, so obviously they think the free things are wonderful. But once they get out there and working, I don't think they're going to think it's so wonderful. But I don't understand, you know, this woman, Alexandra, you know, who's the new star.
Ocasio-Cortez, yeah, right.
She's 27 years old. She should know better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would think, but she can't even articulate a political position correctly, Steve. I mean, I've listened to some of these interviews, and I'm going, she is their poster child right now? This is
who's
there?
She's very attractive. She's very well-spoken, but she just doesn't know. I mean, everybody loves her story, you know, that she kind of came out from poverty and is charismatic. It's just her message is stupid, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not a message of lifting everyone up. It's basically stealing from the rich. It's basically, you know, Robin Hood, you know,
yeah.
Steal from the rich and give to the poor.
Well, she tells a story of poverty, but her mother, didn't her mother disclaim it? Said, I wasn't no maid. What is she talking about?
Yeah, well, that's true. And I mean, look, the main point is that there's a left-wing love affair with socialism now. They're one of the big pieces on Huffington Post now is about how socialism is good now, you know, and wait a minute, the lesson of the 20th century was that socialism is a complete failure. It's what's led to the death of millions of people and tens of millions of people. You look at what's happening in Venezuela, look at how it destroyed Cuba, North Korea. I mean, show me a place where socialism is working.
Exactly.
And by the way, some of these countries like Sweden are moving away from this big welfare state because they realize they can't afford it any longer. So it's one of these wonderful kind of theories and principle, and then you look at it in practice and it never works.
Exactly. Well, that's something we've been saying on this show repeatedly, is that show me a country where it works and how it works. And, then maybe we can open some discussion. But right now, as you say, history is rich with socialism, which leads to communism and which leads to all kinds of, death rates that are astronomical, Steve.
Because it gives more and more power to a selected few in the government, and that power, what is it? The power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts, absolutely. And, they would say, well, Bill, you don't understand. We're talking about the good kind of socialism, not the bad kind of socialism. I'm like, what's the good kind of socialism?
Yeah, well, the thing is, as soon as you involve humanity, you have the human instincts that take over, and it leads you in that direction ultimately, and that's what others have found at great expense. Again, you have to blatantly ignore history to think that there's some sort of proven ground here. But the fact of the matter is I believe the rest of the country needs to listen to what's going on, what they're talking about, because I think in certain cases there might be some consideration, not that I'm promoting socialism by no means, but I think there's an answer to these issues that they're talking about, just, besides just saying, well, you got to go to work and you're going to be happier. But this is what leadership does, is it takes you from what is to what should be.
Well, I'll give you an example. So, one of the policies the left is promoting is government health care for everyone. Mm-hmm. And look, we're a rich country. I believe we could cover everyone, everyone as a citizen with health insurance, but, let everybody pick whatever health insurance they want. What they want to do is basically direct everyone into the same system. Well, this is America. We're consumers. You like McDonald's, I like Burger King.
Exactly.
Why should we all have to go to the same, and you may have a different risk preference than I do. You may go to a doctor more often than I do. I've had health insurance for 30 years. I think I've been to the doctor twice, So you have to ride a breath of leave my deathbed to go to the hospital. So I should probably pay lower premiums than someone who goes all the time. Just like if you have a bad driving record and I have a good driving record, you should probably pay higher, auto insurance premiums than I do. So, we move away from individual responsibility. We move away from individual choice. And capitalism really is based on choice and competition. And you don't have that in the healthcare industry that they're talking about creating. And I think in the end, that would actually lead to a much worse healthcare system for everyone.
Kind of interesting, Steve. They're really concerned. We got the 4.1 GDP announcement last week, and the big thing that came out was, is it sustainable? Is it sustainable? But yet they want to talk about socialism. It's like, well, you guys just heard yourself about the economy? I mean, there's good reasons to think that 4.1 and what Donald Trump's talking about maybe 5-7%, there's a solid foundation there for why it's sustainable, but yet you want to choose something here like free health care for all and tuition and everything and a socialistic way of life. And what happened to sustainability on that measure?
Well, first of all, I really believe that anyone who believes socialism is the way to go, we ought to just send them a ticket to spend a week in Caracas, Venezuela, or
exactly.
Havana, yeah. Cuba, and see how they like it there. And then if they still think it's a good idea when they come back, maybe they should have their head examined. But the good news is our economy is booming right now. We've got a pro-business president who's lowering taxes, lowering regulations. I see that Alexander wants to go to 100% renewable energy. I'm like, wait a minute. We have something like 30 million Americans who are employed in the oil, gas, coal, nuclear industry. You're going to put all those people out of work, and move towards windmills and solar power? I mean, it's really a very small-minded idea that doesn't really, it's not serious. And yet, if you look at the GDP report, our energy sector is just hitting it out of the park right now.
Exactly.
I mean, I was in Texas a couple weeks ago. I mean, my God, they're drilling everywhere. We're producing more oil and gas than Saudi Arabia now.
Yeah, here we are. Well, we got to leave it right there. Steve Moore, a columnist for the Washington Times, senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, and economic consultant with FreedomWorks. Steve, as always, appreciate the insight. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product. Risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Homemakers.